open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that shining free, I give all.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is the day before Halloween. I hope everybody's going to plan on having a good time. You know, I have some wonderful guests tonight, and the whole point of Let's Find Out is how to find a way to reunite human with spirit, to make us more spiritual, and to live a better life. And that's exactly what Mary and Gary O'Brien are about. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. They come from a group called ZAR. It's D-Z-A-R. And that is a group of universal energies that are channeled by Gary and Mary O'Brien from Australia. They share their compassion and wisdom for humanity to help us create lives filled with joy, a stronger connection to our soul and to other people and to the earth itself. It's time for you to remember who you are. Time to move beyond the limits of your experience in the physical and to expand into your true nature as a multidimensional expression of creation. How wonderful. Your purpose for being here is what the discussion is about. It's about you accepting and understanding yourself. You will feel the call of home that has lived within you forever. So allow yourself to be taken along this journey tonight as we speak with ZAR, and allow your eyes and your heart to open that up to the marvel that is you. And I hope that after this show, the memories of home that will return through your thoughts and feelings will begin to stimulate you to a different path. This will give you a birth into a new sense of self that will allow an energy of warmth and compassion to become a part of your being. And I want to say again, I introduced you, Mary and Gary O'Brien. Hello there, guys.
Hello, Elizabeth. Lovely to be here with you.
G'day. Wonderful to be here with you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, we're absolutely thrilled. And the night before Halloween is always exciting because, as you both know, tonight at midnight, this is the 30th of October, tonight at midnight, the veil starts to drop and we'll be able to peer through to the other side for 3 days. That's very exciting.
Yeah, completely.
So why don't you first tell me who is ZAR and how do we begin to communicate with them or him? And is this something that we're expecting or that you expected?
Well, no, look, it wasn't anything that we expected at all. We began communicating with ZAR back in 2008. And it was the result of a lot of really interesting synchronistic events. As you can imagine, when you start to work with the energy of compassion and all that is, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes energetically to make that happen. And so we'd been through lots of different experiences, all of them good. There was never any sense of it being a path of difficulty or trial. It was really just us exploring our knowing of who we were in different ways and wanting to live the fullest life of knowing who we were that we could. And when we began communicating with ZAR, what was so perfect was that their message is exactly that. You know, how do we live as this knowing of who we are beyond the physical self and perhaps the limitations and the stories and the past experiences that we've had, and to live as that fuller knowing of us as human and spirit, as the physical and the energetic. So ZAR actually is a pure energy of compassion. They've never been in physical form. They haven't had human life. They're not from a particular galaxy or star system. People often try to, you know, work out where in the universe do they come from. And they'll always just say, well, we don't come from anywhere because we are everything. So they're a very high frequency energy that's here to help us return to this deeper connection with ourselves, and therefore through that, our connection to everybody else and everything, including the planet.
Of course, the next question is, how did they choose you? But my question before that is, were you meditators? Were you and Gary High meditators? There has to be a reason that you raised your consciousness to such a level to receive this energy. This is the work that I do, by the way. So I just wanted to know if you were meditators.
I couldn't meditate if you gave me $10 million when it happened. And I was very logical, very left brain, wasn't into any of this sort of thing at all. And I often have wondered why they chose me, although now that this energy is such a part of me, I could not imagine life any other way. And I think in many ways that it chose me because I had no preconceptions of what it should be or could be or can be. I think in many ways I was quite an empty vessel for the energy.
That's good to say, Gary, because an empty vessel is the only way that spirit can enter. And if you were non-prejudicial about religion and spirit and all that stuff, and you really didn't have any feeling whatsoever, then you aligned chemically with that energy so that it could enter because of that. It's very important to know that. So you happened to, you were clear, I'm going to say almost like the Buddha people who are trying to be very neutral. You were neutral, you were clear, they needed a path, and they found a harmonious path, both chemically and spiritually, with you. So that's very exciting. It's quite an honor.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's a beautiful way to understand it. And it has been the most extraordinary journey that both Mary and I could not have imagined it in my wildest dreams. And I could not imagine life without Zar's energy in our life. It's just fantastic.
I do know what you mean, because I had my first spiritual experience in the 80s, and it changed my life forever.
Yeah, it does that, doesn't it?
It's wonderful for the United States to find out the work you're doing in Australia. That's what I love about the internet. We are bringing you here. You are going to come to visit this week. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's right. We arrive in the States next Tuesday, and this week, isn't it? And it gives us a full, we're there for 4 weeks doing a whole lot of events and workshops and offering one-on-one sessions with Zar up and down the East Coast. And we've been coming
in Washington, D.C., and I know you're in Pennsylvania. Where else will you be?
We'll have been in Central Plains Borough, so in central New Jersey there. And we're up near Boston, so in Massachusetts as well.
Friends in Massachusetts that listen, so that's great. But how long have you had Zar's presence with you?
Well, since 2008, so what's that, eight years. And we've been traveling to the States, I think possibly for about five or six of those. We come back a couple of times a year, as well as running workshops in Europe and around Australia and New Zealand. And the thing that's been really lovely, Elizabeth, is that over those 8 years, the frequency and the message that Zar is sharing with us and with everyone just keeps expanding as we align more and more with their frequency, as you were saying, and as more and more people are feeling this energy of compassion and return, the more Zar can share with us, and the bigger the story becomes and the stronger the frequency is.
And it will grow. I wanted to tell you, I was talking to my friend Jerry, who introduced me to you, and she told me about a campfire, a first campfire. What's relevant about that, please?
Oh, that's a great story. Well, actually, we might invite Zar to come in as I start to tell you about that.
Yeah, okay, right.
Because it's a beautiful story that Zar talks about. But the first campfire, Zar's told us that about 75,000 years ago, there was a key shift in the consciousness of humanity. And what happened at that time was what they've described as the first campfire, where there were energies from source that came to connect with humans who were ready to actually hear and feel a larger message, to become more aware of that light that is within us all, whether we recognize it or not. And Zaha's told that at that time, 75,000 years ago, while the light was in humanity, there was really no awareness of it. People just existed in the physical. And it was needed for that shift in our consciousness to become aware of that larger knowing of who we were. And so there were energies that came forward that Zaha calls the first 5,000. And these energies came forward and touched humanity to awaken us, to bring us back, really for the first time, though, in our physical form, to a knowing of ourselves as so much more than the physical. And from those first campfires... Sorry, say that again.
Were those energy spiritual teachers?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
I wanted you to say that.
Yeah. And so they really, that was the start where humanity began to advance in a different way. And so different energetic technologies came forward for how we could build, how we could work with nature to construct without needing to destroy. Healing energies and technologies came through at that time. And so it's really beautiful. A lot of Zaha's work really is about the return of the people that have been touched over those 75,000 years by this initial energy to come back together in what they call the campfire. And it's an online community that we share with Zaha, and it's a really powerful frequency of awakening that they're sharing with us.
That's wonderful.
So Zaha has joined us.
That 75,000 years ago, weren't those the people from Atlantis?
Now Zaha doesn't describe them as that, but Zaha's joined us. So let me welcome them and they can begin to tell a bit more about that as well. So welcome, Zaha.
Thank you.
I should just say, Elizabeth, while Zaha's energy is fully settling in with Gary, when Zaha speaks to us, they speak not just to our conscious mind, but there's also an energy transmission that we refer to as the frequency conversation. And what's really fascinating...
I refer to it as processing, because as you listen to that frequency, if you have a lower frequency, you will process to a higher frequency, even if it's in your dreams tonight, and you will hear it. And you can always email me or Mary. We'll do that in a little bit about what's happening with you, because we'd love you to keep us in touch.
Absolutely. And of course, what's so beautiful is people will be feeling this as they listen live, and when they listen back to the recording, the frequency is in, the transmission is in the recording as well. So it's a beautiful part of it. It's a multi-dimensional, multi-layered experience we always have with a conversation with Zaha.
Okay, good.
So Zaha, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Welcome, young ones. Welcome. Mm-hmm. So, what do you wish to understand?
Well, Zaha, Elizabeth was asking about the first campfire and that what was happening at that time, and was that the Atlantean energy, I think you were saying, Elizabeth, that came through at that time.
Right.
So, young one, to answer this question, you see, the energy of many extraordinary dimensional beings, shall we say, have been upon this planet. There are still reflections of those energies here now. But then let us ask you a question about you, about your purpose. Because there's a frequency of you. Quite curious, you say. Why are you doing what you're doing, young one?
Because of my inner experiences and because of my contact with the all and the divine energies, I've had quite a bit. I was born this way. My grandmother was a beloved shaman from Maine, and she taught me as a little girl, and my energy expanded after I had my first out-of-body experience, which was in a head-on car crash with my children in 1979. And I walked away from corporate world, and I have been doing the healing and the readings and the helping others ever since.
Isn't it fascinating?
Yes, connecting human with spirit is one of the most exciting things that I have found in my life. And one of the most blessed things are the healings that have occurred, because I have had hundreds of thousands of them. And I am very blessed. And everybody else is blessed too.
You see, the first humans, if they did not have enlightenment within them, your earth would have disappeared. All life, all humanity would have consumed itself.
I believe that. I think we're in the middle of it now.
It's an interesting energy of now. Because, you see, beings such as yourself and many other beings of different forms bring this knowing, this ancient knowing of them, that is really far beyond your own physical knowing, because you cannot know all that you know in just being a physical form. There is far much more awareness and insight, your internal sight, that many are opening up to hearing again.
You're beginning to, although I worry about the money issue and I worry about false teachers. But there is one thing I've learned, Czar. I've learned that you can ask the universe anything, any question. You may not know the subject, and you will always get an answer.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Spirit never lies if you can listen to it.
And there's the key, if you can listen to it.
That's right.
Because who is the you that is listening, you see? Energy reflects energy.
Well, if it's the ego you, you won't listen to it. You'll laugh at it and make fun. But if it's the sincere you that has truly surrendered, it can change your life in a very positive way.
Young one, there is such an extraordinary purpose for so many beings that are here upon your earth in this moment. We understand that so many see so many unfortunate things that occur upon your earth. And yet now, more than at any other time, there are more awakenings occurring. If beings continue to focus on the pain that surrounds them, then that is all they will continue to see. If beings begin to focus on the beauty that exists as them, as creation intended you to be, then it creates the possibility of more beauty surrounding you. You see, that is the key for why enlightened beings, towers of light, are awakening. Because it needs the other shoe, you could say, to be the one that is on the main foot.
Don't you agree that the more that we meld into the other realms, the more our soul grows? I feel that Earth is a place where the soul is put so that it can grow closer to God. I think we're here for two reasons, to love and to serve. And loving is so messed up on this planet. A lot of us don't know what real loving is. And loving is allowing the other person to be who they are.
Yes, young one. And allowing yourself to be who you are.
That's true.
Loving, you see, what a perfect and beautiful expression to bring forward. Because love is such a key understanding of the story of you. So many humans have lost their connection with love. They've forgotten it because of their judgments of self and judgments from others.
Or judgments of others.
Yes, they all work together.
There's so much going on.
There's such a misinterpretation of who the person thinks they are.
That's
there
true.
Needs to truly be a re-remembering of the love that created you. Creation, you see, you came from creation's expression. Creation is the energy of compassion. It is the light that exists within you. There are the realms of lavender and turquoise that manifest the human being, you see.
I want to tell you something, Zahar. I just finished writing a book that almost killed me. And it's called The New Spiritual Chakras. And I have been shown the first 12 dimensions, and I have been able to break them down and explain what is in each one of them. I noticed that you chose turquoise and lavender. In my messages that I receive, turquoise is the softening Holy Mother, and lavender is, of course, the seventh chakra, which melds you into the spiritual body, and the spiritual chakras. So the fact that you chose two of them was very pleasingly surprising to me.
No coincidences, young one.
I just want to know if I'm right, that's all. And these new chakras are wonderful. Not that they are new, they've probably been here forever, but they've now been revealed to us since 2012, and we have that new double helix energy coming in from the fifth dimension through our galaxy, which is why so many people are A, waking up, and B, going through such chaos, because you have to have destruction before reconstruction. So a lot of people have had losses, they've had changes, they've had forced things that they've had to accept. For example, look at the Syrians, and we don't know why it happens to each one of us, but each one of us has their own vibration. And here we are learning more about helping, non-judgment, and compassion. And I just think that part of it is fabulous.
We would. Can we suggest another possibility?
Oh, sure. Rather
than having destruction before construction. That's fascinating, really, young one. Because in our reflection of understanding, that does not need to be there, for that serves no purpose.
Well, it does serve a purpose in this planet, and I can understand why you're saying it doesn't, because it doesn't have to happen, but our belief system is a duality planet, and so it's a way of waking people up, which is what I meant to say.
Yes. And what if there was a possibility to wake them up softly rather than shouting in their ear, young one?
That's what we're getting to. That's why we're having this fabulous change. That's probably why you're here. And that's why I asked about the lavender and the turquoise.
Perfect, young one. It is exactly why we're here. And the lavender and the turquoise, you are right. They have just re-entered. And they have been here forever. But humanity could not hear them. They could not feel them. They were not ready for them.
That's correct.
But they are now. Oh, yes, young one. They are now. Such extraordinary energies. Directly from creation. These two realms are the true manifestors of all that surrounds you.
And can I ask you about one more? The color amber. Amber is supposed to be the color of the new heart center in the universal body, and it's supposed to be the new fourth level to our aura. So therefore, there's your soft, loving energy that's going to come through the body and express differently and raise our consciousness to that of the path of love, this new fourth level to the aura. And the amber is coming in as fast as it can without burning people up.
It is a beautiful one, young one. For we describe it as all the energy of relationship, you see. It is the expression of community. It is all that you have just said. Perfect. Well, you're doing well, young one. Keep going.
I also have a new meditation, Czar, called the Circle of Light. And I teach people how to put themselves and the one they're having an argument with in this amber circle of light and just look at each other and wait to see what colors come in. Usually the colors that come in are lavender and turquoise. And we see what happens. And when you're done with that meditation, what happens is when you go back out into the world, the person that you were angry with is different. The whole demeanor is different. And it works. It's just been a fabulous tool for me.
It's wonderful, isn't it, when those things happen, because it just shows how much more expansive we are than the physical that we think we are. And with that knowing, then, you know, as you were talking before about some of the terrible things we see happening on the planet at this time, we're not, even though we might be geographically removed, we're not actually separate. We can be sending that knowing of love and peace and compassion into all of those areas and being part of the energetic shift that will then, as you're saying, have the impact of a physical shift as well.
Well, you know, we have to take a break. We've been talking for a wonderfully long time. So let's go into our break. And when we come back, I'm sure Zara has a special message for this entire audience. And there's a tremendous amount of people that are listening all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Cosmic Tip. This week I'm talking about Halloween, the history of it, and what's happening as we go into November. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 31st through November 6th, 2016. Halloween, celebrated on the last day of October, is a day set aside each year when the children are indulged with sweets for confronting their fears and bravery, going up against that which frightens most of us, death. Halloween comes out of the ancient celebration that has its roots in the stars. It began thousands of years ago as a celebration of the cross-quarter day that marks the halfway point between the equinox and solstice. Halloween is a modern-day equivalent of a Gaelic festival called Samhain, a traditional celebration that began with mummers, performers in costume, and bonfires that mark the end of harvest season and the beginning of the darker part of the year, winter. The tradition has been watered down over the years, and these days children in fanciful costumes scour the neighborhood threatening to play tricks on the neighbors and begging for treats while the pumpkins light up the night. Hence, trick or treat. In the olden days, Samhain coincided with the midnight culmination of the Pleiades star cluster, known as the Seven Sisters. It was thought to be a time when the veil between two worlds was at the thinnest layer. The next day, November 1st, is All Saints' Day, when we pray to have blessings from the saints to remove us from the darkness into the light. Overall, November appears to be a mellower month than the past 2 months have been. Many of us have our minds on the upcoming election on Tuesday of next week. The action planet Mars moves into Aquarius on Election Day, November 8th, and that can mean expect the unexpected. Whoever wins the election, there is sure to be a bit of upset and chaos right after the winner is announced. The moon moves into enthusiastic Sagittarius at the beginning of the month. At the same time, the sun is in a harmonious trine with psychic Neptune. All of this positive energy helps you to open to a higher vision for your life. Be willing to step away from the busyness of your daily life to see the higher picture. By Wednesday, talkative Mercury is in harmony with powerful Pluto. This helps you communicate your ideas in a way that helps everyone go beyond a superficial approach into the heart of the matter. It's also a good energy for problem solving or research. Friday is a great day for a party, as relationship planet Venus is in harmony with I'll try anything once, Uranus. But you don't need to worry about getting carried away, because the moon is in practical Capricorn until Sunday morning. Handle this combination by having some fun on Friday, particularly by doing something out of your ordinary routine. And then get something practical and tangible accomplished on Saturday, like your errands or house cleaning. Remember to turn your clocks back Saturday night, Sunday morning, 2 o'clock a.m. As the saying goes, spring ahead and fall back. Sunday begins with the sun rising 1 clock hour earlier, making it easier to get up in the morning. However, darkness will set in 1 hour earlier in the evening, generally around 5 o'clock p.m. The moon moves into Aquarius early Sunday morning through midday Tuesday, Election Day. This is a friendly and idealistic energy. It brings those light conversations with people that you know by their first names and like to share on an intellectual level. It also gives us improved technology with an eye on the future. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to make an appointment or to ask a question, the phone number, 24-hour service, is 201-934-8986. Happy Halloween, everybody, and don't go scaring anyone too much. And now, let's get back to Elizabeth Joyce and let's find out. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with antidotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, Sunday, November 13th, my guest will be Jody Hershey. Jody is a spiritual teacher, and she is the author of The Call of the Day. The Call of the Day is a compelling invitation to see beyond our turbulence of our ego-driven lives and connect with who we really are, not our material outward-looking self, but the spiritual entity that dwells eternal in each of us. Jody plots this journey with tremendous insight and experience, guiding us into a realm of true contentment and happiness. She explains succinctly what is happening in this unique time and why the change is imperative. Through personal growth and a change in our perspective, Jody lets us discover how we can stand securely in our authentic truth, allowing us to create a peaceful world brimming with unconditional love. This information will resonate with anyone thirsting for meaning and spirituality in their lives. It will help you uncover your unique talents and realize your potential. Accept this invitation with both hands and rejoice in the freedom and joy that comes from tapping into the universal source. This is your call. So be sure to listen on Sunday, November 13th, when Jody Hershey brings us new information on Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we just listened to William Vitale singing Fly Us to Where the Stars Burn. And I had to pick that song for tonight and for our special guests, Mary and Gary O'Brien, because we are talking with Czar, who is from a different dimension, and it's an honor for him to be here. So, Mary and Gary, what else does Czar have to say to this wonderful audience?
Young ones, you can all feel it so strongly within you that it is indeed time to change your story of who you think you are. We are an energy that is a complete expression of joy. And so when you are preparing you to change your stories, the energy that you will shift your past through is an energy of joy. It is where you come into alignment with how your soul truly sees you. It is how you come into alignment with your purpose for being here. Being your soul's reflection in a physical form, being an energy that is allowing to you and not denying, being an energy that is an expression of freedom. Your stories, young one, of past are not who you are. You are beings so much more. And the duality that you live within, it is time to accept the one true story of you. And that one true story is of your energetic and of our knowing of you, of who we know you to be. You are here to express your beauty and to express your joys, young one. You are not here to doubt you or to continue to exist in pain. It is not your purpose and it serves no purpose. Time to be the light you know you are. Time to accept the beauty that so many others see in you as who you truly are, young ones.
And I would ask that we start doing that with others, that we accept the Indians or the Black people or the Serbs or the Roman people, whoever, as they are. We need to learn that as well without fear.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do. And it's that once we accept who we are and have that true knowing of us as really being the same and connected to everyone else, there's almost not a need to accept anyone because we don't see their difference. We just see them as an extension of us. It's not even a conscious choice that we need to make. There is just that feeling of our connectedness and our sameness, which means it's a natural outflow of our love for self, which then becomes the love for others.
I wish that was true all the time. It's only sometimes. If you're from New York, you'd understand what I say. But just honoring people and wanting to be helpful to them and accepting their perceived limitations and accepting your own limitations is key, because there isn't anybody, I don't care who they are, that doesn't have a purpose and can't do something. And that's beautiful. And when you can put the smile on the face of another human being, you have done a service, even if it's for a second.
And as soon as you put the smile on your own face first, then it's so much easier to place that smile upon another. You see, young one, we completely understand your understanding. And as humans begin to allow themselves more, rather than judging themselves, then, you see, when there is an expression of love for self that is undeniable, then why would you or how could you ever deny another? You cannot. If you start with yourself first, then all those around you will benefit just because you're more accepting of you. All your doubts, your fears, your denials will disappear. As you allow love for you, then it exudes from you. And of course, everyone else benefits because you're loving them, you're not judging them. And so families change, violence ceases, everything ends. Judgment, you see.
I think this planet is on a learning curve. I do think we are getting there, but boy, there certainly are some people that aren't there yet, and I would love that to be lifted, Tsar.
Oh, yes. And young one, we completely understand that there are many who are not there. And yet if we begin to focus on the ones who are there and the ones who are becoming to get there, the more you begin to focus on the beauty and the less on the pain, the more beauty you will create and the less pain that will exist. Humans have to can get to the place where they turn themselves around, they begin to change their focus away from the pain.
That's correct.
Because it doesn't serve anything.
Because it's focus and the thought process that brings the pain. Pain is emotional. Pain is more emotional. I explain it that way so that people can learn how to let go of it. Because you can breathe through it and say, it's okay, it's only change. And if you can start to do that, then you can learn how to let go of it, because you'll find that with that little mantra, it's okay, it's only change, on the other side of that is probably success and moving forward. And therefore, you're helping release your pain, you're loving yourself more, and you're becoming more in alignment with your blessed higher self.
It's one of the lovely things too, Elizabeth, and you'd have seen this with the people that you work with, and we see it with people that come to have a private reading with Tsar, is that even when people come and they're in so much pain, there's still a knowing that they have that they're not that. They know that there's something more, that they're something more. And the more we accept that as who we are, the less our frequency is a match for the pain. And as you're saying, it does just drop away. It's a returning to a larger acceptance of the perfection and the wholeness that we are, because we are these creatures of creation. We've been created from compassion, regardless of what might be happening in our physical lives. That knowing of ourselves as the duality allows us to choose which knowing of self is the true self and building and creating our life from that, despite what we might be experiencing around us. It's such a powerful shift, as you're saying.
It's a wonderful, it's magic. But, you know, the most wonderful thing is to learn how to let go of fear, because we talk ourselves into our pain. And so to understand how to move that energy, you feel like you're either locked in a closet or trapped in a bear trap or something sometimes when you're in such pain and fear. And to know how to move that out is really a gift. And you can train yourself, because we're not trained that way as children in this day and age. We're getting there, but we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. We really have to learn about how beautiful we are, how bountiful, blissful, and beautiful we are, and some of our capacities that we don't even use. We have a huge brain and we don't use half of it. We need to begin to tap into that magical energy.
Mm.
So is there anything else? Because we are getting to the end of the show. And I want you to tell me again, Mary, where you're going to be and how people can reach you, and also about your online webinars.
Ah, thank you. Well, we'll be, our website is the best way, because we have all of the information up there, our calendar of events, lots of free meditations and videos that people can just go online and enjoy. And that's thepathofzar.com. And our schedule for the States for the rest of our trip is we're in the Massachusetts area. We're doing evening events, one-on-one readings, and we are running there and in Pennsylvania, the beautiful one-day Story of You course, which really is the focus of Zar's work with us at this time, which is about stepping out of old stories of who we think we are, of experiences that we've had that we've just become caught up in, and returning through joy, as they were saying, to a new story of us, to the story of who we've always been. In fact, as Zar says, you think it's a new story, young ones, but really it's the older story of you. It's that light that we have always been. And those one-day courses are really transformative, because it's not exploring stories using our thinking. We do some thinking processes, but it's a frequency day, and we work with frequency and energy to shift our knowing of self, to come back into that larger alignment with the energy that we are. And we use sound as a way to continue to change the vibration and the frequency of us to come into alignment, as Zar says, coming back into tune with who you really are. So we've got workshops coming up in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania on the 6th and the 13th of November. So really encourage people to come along to that. It's an extraordinary day.
Fly in from Alaska. By the way, can you sign up for all this online, and are there directions?
Yes. Yep. All of the details. If you go to the calendar, you'll see all of the different dates and locations. You click through, the links are there. Lots of great information, and also the contact page. So if people need to contact us with any questions, we can help out that way too.
And that's called The Path of Zar, DZAR.com.
That's correct. Yes.
Great. It's been wonderful having you on. I do hope that you'll come back at another time, and we will be broadcasting this the 30th, and we're going to be on again on November 6th. I'm going to put it on twice for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that. How wonderful.
You're welcome. So thank you. Thank you for joining us, and good night for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and our next guest is going to be Jody Hershey, and she'll be here on November 13th, and she wrote a book called The Call of the Day, and it will be wonderful to be talking to her about that book and her gift to help uplift mankind. We are very blessed tonight, because we are closing with our meditation, and the meditation was given to us by Zar, and the title of it is Softening the Edges. So get ready, please, for the meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor, and hold your circuits, or you can sit in the lotus position, or you can lie down. And if you do that, just make sure your legs are uncrossed. And here we go now into the meditation. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and let's find out. Good night.
And so welcome. Welcome, young ones. Let us begin this meditation of softening your edges, of softening the identity of who you think you are. And so peacefully and quietly now, focus in upon your breathing. All of you, as you're breathing, feel the air so softly enter your body. And as you feel that air so softly enter your body, allow your focus to turn towards the air that is entering it. Allow your internal eyes to softly focus on the vastness of the air that exists around you. And as you begin to focus so perfectly upon that air, the breath continues to come forward into you, into a shape and into a form. And through the focus of the air that surrounds you, you begin to see a beautiful haze. A haze of creation's love. A haze that we call lavender. That energy of lavender begins to mingle so seamlessly with the borderless air that surrounds you. And so now, as you're breathing in the realm of lavender into the shape of your being, the shape of your body. Lavender's love, creation's expression, begins to fill your physical form. The beauty of lavender begins to mold into you, begins to take your shape, begins to become part of your expression. As you feel creation's love within you, as you feel the realm of lavender coating your physicality, you feel that it is beginning to alter you. It's beginning to alter you because it is softening your edges of who you think you are. Creation's love wishes to meet again with itself. And it wishes to take you, to share you with creation through its knowing and through your knowing of you. And so softly from within, the energy of the realm of lavender begins to deconstruct who you think you are. It begins to soften the physical form that you live within. And as your outline begins to slowly disappear, lavender begins to refuse with the air that surrounded you. And in this perfect, extraordinary, beautiful moment, you cannot see where you begin and where you end. That your physical form has become a part of creation's knowing.
that moment. You can allow yourself so beautifully to feel your wholeness. And as you do, your eye settles. Your sense of self settles. And they rejoin with the physical. And the shape begins to slowly come back. Yet it is now softer, more malleable, more pliable, more allowable. The simple beauty of lavender is now infused within your knowing of self. And so as you begin to softly feel your physical form again, it's so much lighter. It's so much freer because of now who you can accept yourself to be. Because of lavender's love playing within your physical body. Softer edges, young ones. More of you being seen and felt in every day of your living. And so go forward, young ones, and enjoy your beauty. Go forward and enjoy your lightness, your lavenderness. What a perfect aroma you are. Welcome, young ones. Welcome.